Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I know it's a holiday for many of you, but we're going to keep on pressing through here with some live airtime for you. I have with me today, you know, I go back and I read, I get all kinds of emails and all kinds of news from different sources, and I have had representatives from the AAPS on before. This one is, after I told him he was a man after my own heart, Dr. Keith Smith is going to be with us today, and he wrote an article, Repeal or Replace, and he says, no thanks. And I have been saying for a long time that Obamacare wouldn't matter to me if it was the best written bill in the world. It is an American, and that's the way I think that Dr. Keith Smith feels. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for being a part of CSC Talk Radio today, and welcome to be with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, good. You know, I was reading your article, and I really like what you have to say. You know, I was in the medical field years and years and years ago as a receptionist in a medical facility here in mid-Missouri area. And I remember when certain things happened to change the medical field back in that day, and it was chaos, and it has nothing to compare with what Obamacare has done. And in your article... And well, let's just talk about what promoted you to write this article. Maybe let's go that direction. Repeal, replace, no thanks.
Well, we've been hearing repeal and replace for a long time. Whenever the Republicans say they want to repeal Obamacare, somebody will invariably say, yeah, and replace it with what? And my point and the point of the article is that O'Connellcare is not going to be any better than Obamacare. I mean, the whole purpose of Obamacare was to line the pockets of the crony big corporate players in healthcare, and it had nothing to do with helping people gain access. I think we can all see now that it certainly brought no affordability to the equation.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, so the Republicans' version, O'Connellcare, or whatever they want to call it, you know, to say we're going to replace one bit of insane central planning with another bit of insane central planning is like offering gin instead of vodka to an alcoholic and thinking things are going to turn out differently. The Republicans are no better at planning our lives than the Democrats. And I like the idea of repealing Obamacare and then just keep on repealing all of the intrusive federal laws that have fouled up healthcare markets and replace it with some freedom. I mean, just leave us alone and let the markets work and watch the quality soar and the prices fall, just like they have in LASIK and plastic surgery and everywhere else where the market's allowed to work.
Well, you know, in LASIK and plastic surgery, now let me, I was going to ask you this later in the show, but I'll ask you now. I had an article, and I guess I failed to bring it in here with me. I had it in my hands here, that Obamacare might force doctors into surgeries, such as plastic surgeries, for transgenders. It might force them into that. Now, what do you think that's going to do for the costs?
Yeah, I can only imagine the kind of care that will be rendered if a physician has a gun to their head. I mean, it would be very similar to the type of care and service we receive at the Department of Motor Vehicles, where none of those people's livelihood depends on customer satisfaction. So, you know, coercion, it just doesn't work. If you make people do stuff, if you make people purchase things, if you mandate the purchase of insurance or medical records or any of these things, it just doesn't work, and the people selling it have no incentive to actually provide any sort of value.
Well, you know,
and what the Republicans come up with, it's not going to be any better. It's just going to be a Republican shakedown, to fill their coffers and line their pockets. And we just need to get over our love affair with some messiah, you know, whether it's a person or a political party or Washington, D.C. We need to quit looking to Washington, D.C. for solutions. They're the problem.
And, yes, they
and
are.
We need to stop looking to them to help us. We actually need to just have them leave us alone.
Well, we call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They're career politicians, and that's what they're all about. They're not about we the people. And, you know, we've heard so much about loyalty pledges to parties. Well, I'm tired of being loyal to a party. I'm ready for somebody to be loyal to we the people. Now, like I said, I was in the medical field, and you know, I may not agree or we may agree. I don't know. We've not talked before. But I was in the medical field years and years ago when all of a sudden the HMOs and the PPOs came to be. And it caused tremendous chaos, and it took freedom. It took the choice away from the people, away from the patients. They could no longer choose their doctor. They could no longer choose the doctor they wanted. They had to go through a gatekeeper before they could go to a physician that was going to take care of the problem that they were facing, a specialist, so to speak, and it just got crazy. You couldn't go to the lab that you wanted. You couldn't use the pharmacy that you were used to using, and it just went on and on and on, and it caused so much chaos, especially in the elderly patients. But this is all about these occupiers that are occupying offices, these elected officials that sign bills that they don't know what they're signing. The governor at the time in this state actually went to the facility where I was working, waltzed in there after he signed everybody in the, who worked for the state, and today's a state holiday, so I hope they're all listening. Everyone who worked for the state had to go on these HMOs and the PPOs. They had to change insurance. Well, he was also employee of the state, and he waltzed in just like he always did with his little man back there with the sunglasses guarding him, and you know, because I looked pretty vicious there in the front desk, ready to have his blood drawn. And I had to take him back to the person in charge of that, and the doctors relented for him because he was governor. Nobody else would have gotten a free day, but he got a free pass that day because of who he was. But he waltzed in there after he signed it for everyone else so he could just get his blood drawn, and he didn't realize, oh, I can no longer have that done here.
How funny. Well, and that's what the whole HMO, PPO thing was that Nixon signed in 1971 that was just another disaster from the Republicans. And it was about consolidation. And it was about insurance company profits, where rather than write 1,000 policies for 1,000 individuals, they write one policy for a company that covers 1,000 individuals. Then they put the gatekeepers in place to limit the access that people actually have to care. So they would continue to collect premiums, but then have all sorts of obstacles in the way of actually paying claims. And that's a moneymaker if you're collecting premiums and you're delaying or denying claims. That's what Obamacare is, basically. And if you look at any country that has embraced socialized medicine, they'll issue price controls, and then people also pay with their time. At the Surgery Center of Oklahoma that I run, we treat a lot of Canadians. I mean, these people, they have an insurance card in their wallet, but they don't really have much access to care. So, I mean, they're coming to Oklahoma City to have surgery because they would rather pay a reasonable fee that we have actually listed online rather than wait in line for 2 or 3 years.
We're going into a break, but there's a huge difference. And I want to discuss some of the other things that you're doing that I read about. But there's a huge difference in health care and forced insurance. And that's what we're looking at. And it's monitoring. It's not managing your health. It's managing your money and taking your money and keeping your money and doing what they will with that and managing and then telling you what you can and cannot do with your health. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Dr. Smith and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about Obamacare health care, a.k.a. forced insurance is what I call it, because that's what it is. It's just mandating that you have to have insurance, which doesn't really do anything about your health care other than you have to pay for insurance to have health care. You know, I'm old enough, Dr. Smith, that I remember when very few people had health insurance. And maybe those that were a little better off or a little more scared of something major, they had major medical. But you could afford to go to the doctor, and you could afford to have treatments and take care of your children, and not that things didn't get out of hand, but not like they are now. And I recognized in your article that you have another thing that you're promoting, and I was very interested in that because I have a family member that's getting ready to have some surgery. In fact, two surgeries he's facing this year. And you have a surgery center website that I wanted to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, our website is surgerycenterok.com, and we decided about 7 years ago, as big fans of the free market, the Austrian economist version, actually, that we would post our prices online for all to see. And it's had some pretty interesting effects. Number one, it has caused some price deflation here locally in Oklahoma City because people have had to respond in a competitive way. It also has allowed some folks to come here to Oklahoma City to have surgery that they otherwise found unaffordable in their local markets. increasingly people are showing our prices to their local hospitals all over the country, and hospitals are having to step up and match our pricing or be forced to watch the patient walk out and go to the airport. So it's been very interesting. It's also fascinating that the insurance companies really don't want anything to do with us. You know, they obviously don't care about quality, and they don't care about reasonable value pricing. And there are long explanations for that, but basically the insurance companies make more money by seeking out a more gigantic initial bill so that they can reprice that claim and share savings or sell that discount to someone. So they're actually better off being charged $100 for an aspirin than our place where we give them away. So yeah. We've treated patients from all 50 states except Hawaii, from several foreign countries, many Canadians. And it's just as you said, I mean, coverage doesn't mean care. I mean, just because you have a health care card in your wallet, it doesn't mean you're going to have any access to care. A lot of these Obamacare plans have these giant deductibles, much larger than the entire purchase price of a surgical procedure at my facility. So we see a lot of patients that have these Obamacare insurance cards that they just leave in the car, and they come in here and they pay about half what their deductible is and get the whole thing done.
You know, now this is surgerycenterok.com, so you can go and look on that. And what you do is actually put in a procedure that maybe you're thinking about having or whatever, and you can kind of do price checking. Is that what it's really about?
Yeah, exactly. And we're not alone. I mean, we've been joined by numerous facilities all over the United States, so many that we formed an association called the Free Market Medical Association, where they're all the facilities that have embraced really the same market discipline every other industry must endure. There are a lot of AAPS members that are on that site, and there's also a resurgence of the situation you described at the beginning of the segment where healthcare begins to look affordable without insurance. There are a lot of primary care doctors that have just given up dealing with the government or giving up dealing with insurance, and they have these cash practices where people pay very reasonable amounts to be evaluated when they're sick, or this direct primary care movement where patients basically pay like a gym membership and have unlimited access to a primary care doctor. There are some very innovative things going on in the free market in healthcare, the hallmark of which is the absence of any government or any central planning or any bureaucrat getting their dirty claws into it and trying to figure out a way to claw back money for themselves. So if you take the filth and the cesspool of Washington, D.C. out of healthcare, you wind up with a very market-driven, high-quality, reasonably priced situation. And that's not the way I would characterize the healthcare system all over this country.
Well, you know, they use the language against us. They'll make it sound like, you know, when they talk about a national healthcare, they didn't want to put the word national on there, but that's basically what they're trying to do. And they're trying to filter it down to a one provider. That's what they're doing. And a lot of those that were on the bandwagon have already been kicked off the bandwagon. They've already lost their shirts, so to speak, or their pants, or their britches, or the socks. And it's just not working out. It's not affordable. People who couldn't afford health care are now being forced into this insurance. And it's young people that maybe don't really need, you know, they're not sickly. They don't have, you know, they're taking a risk, I guess, that you could have an accident. You could need, you know, special care or something. But now they're being forced. They couldn't afford one thing, but they're being forced, and they're going to be fined if they don't purchase insurance. That has nothing to do with your health care. Not one little bit does that have anything to do with your health care. And also, when we talk, and I don't know what your feelings are because we have not visited before, but I am a pro-lifer, and I am against abortion. But one of the things that they do is they throw out the word health care for women, and they throw out the word contraceptive. And an abortion is neither one of those. It's not health care, and it's not a contraceptive. It's ending a life that's already been started. And so it's a language barrier there that they put in there. It's kind of very deceitful. It's very deceitful to people when they talk about your health care, but it's really not your health they're caring for. It's the money they're caring for.
Well, there's nothing the federal government touches that just doesn't turn to crap. And think about the great libertarian from Tennessee, Harry Brown. He was asked in a debate one time his views on abortion, and he said, "Well, I'm pro-life," but he said, "This is far too important of a topic to trust to the incompetence and the corruption of Washington D.C." And I think that we have to think about healthcare that way. Healthcare is very personal. It affects people's lives. The intrusion of the federal government in the healthcare marketplace has resulted in a very, very bad economic system that operates very much like a Mexican drug cartel, where companies have basically purchased these favors, and many people have been bankrupted very unnecessarily by price gouging hospitals and now insurance companies whose service were mandated to purchase. And it's just time for us to stop looking to these goons in Washington, D.C. for a solution. They're the problem. They're the reason everything is a mess. And the idea that we ought to turn it all over to them, it's just not logical to me.
They are the reason for all the chaos in our lives, whether it's our health care, whether it's our economics, whatever it is, they are the reason for the chaos. And, it has Obamacare, well, any kind of a bill that is thousands of pages long has no common sense in it. And if it is that many mandates, that many regulations, that many restrictions, you've lost freedom. You've lost liberty. It's gone because now you are being dictated what you can and cannot do. Your doctor, your physician is being dictated what he can and cannot do upon a visit with you. And that is not freedom in health care. And that is taking those choices completely away from the patient. The consumer, the patient, no longer has a choice in his life or her life.
Yeah, that old saying, the government is that institution whose ideas are so great they have to be mandatory. and I think increasingly of the government in any country, this one in any country, as the great usurper of choice. It is all about denying choice, whether it takes money out of our wallets and spends it on what they think it ought to be spent on rather than what we would spend it on, whether they create all these obstacles and barriers to competition that protect their crony pals. It's a mess.
Well, we're going into a break, and I have some questions that I want to ask you that maybe you can correct me on if it's kind of an idea that I've had in my life over about insurance companies and now the pharmaceutical companies, and it seems to me like we are being dictated, and I want to ask you some questions about that, especially since your surgery center website came up to be. I want to ask you some questions about the charges. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Dr. Smith and Beth Ann will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com. Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Keith Smith. He is with the AAPS. He wrote an article that just intrigued me, and I probably, if I have permission, I'm going to use this article in a newsletter that I put out, and I think my readers would enjoy it. It's called Repeal and Replace, No Thanks. And that's exactly how I feel about it. Now, I want you to correct me on something, an assumption that I have had for many, many years, and I actually was told this by somebody, I can't remember where I read it or was told, but that insurance companies actually dictate what the charges will be upon visits or surgeries. And
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what happens. The insurance company says, we want you, hospital, we want you to charge $100 for this aspirin. And then we'll discount it down to $5, and you can use that $95 you didn't collect from us to maintain the fiction of your not-for-profit status and also to generate uncompensated care kickbacks from the federal government. And then the insurance company will charge, usually the employer, a commission on the savings they achieved by reducing that aspirin for $100 to $5. Even though many times that discount was prearranged. So it is, when I say it operates, the U.S. healthcare system operates like a Mexican drug cartel, that actually is a bit unfair to the Mexican drug cartels. It's actually worse than that. And as angry as people want to get with the insurance companies or with the price gougers in healthcare, it's really easy to take your eye off the ball and forget who the real culprit is. And the real culprit are the folks for years on both sides of the aisle that have auctioned off our freedom and our liberty in Washington, D.C.
Those D.C. occupiers occupied offices,
yeah, exactly.
And deals. And,
like,
and you know, the large corporations and these entities, they go right along. In fact, they're the ones up there lobbying. And like I said, a lot of them that were in there lobbying for Obamacare, they didn't get what they thought they were going to get. And it's kind of tumbling down. The bricks have kind of crumbled on them. But also the pharmaceutical industry is... the cartel as well. They're part of that cartel, as you put it. I think that's a pretty good way of putting it. I am in really good health. For my age, I am in extremely good health. But I have for many, many years suffered with migraines. And it went on for a long time before I was actually diagnosed with what it was. Now, I raised five children, and I'd go to a doctor and say, I have headaches. He goes, of course you do. You have five children. And that's how it got looked at. And finally, somebody took me serious. And they put me on a certain medication that I take only when I have the migraines, and it works, and I take, you know, less than I was trying to take before when I thought it was a sinus headache, or I thought it was this, or I thought it was that. And but the insurance company, not the insurance company, yes, the insurance and the pharmaceutical companies, they don't want to give me the number of pills that that doctor prescribed to me. And I don't fight it anymore, but back then it was quite a fight. He wanted to give me 25 pills, and they say, no, we're not going to give her that many. So I get eight or nine, I think it's nine pills for 30 days, and I can't get any more before the 30 days is up. And you know how migraines go. You may go quite a while without one, and then when they hit... They hit for days, weeks at a time, and nine pills isn't going to go very far. But because it's an expensive item, which now it's a generic, but it's still just as expensive, they're not going to let me have them. And I know that other people, and mine is minor, because you can live through a migraine even though it stops you in your tracks sometimes. But there are other people that suffer with greater needs, health care needs, and have to fight the insurance company and the pharmaceutical companies over this.
Well, and think about your story. How insane is it that a medication is so expensive that insurance is required for its purchase? All that indicates is a lack of competition in the industry, and that's an opportunity for someone to create, in a normal market, to create a medicine that is just as effective and costs less. You know, we need insurance. I don't want to be too inappropriately hard or misunderstood. We need insurance, but we need insurance to cover devastating things. We need it to cover the uncertainty of a bankrupting disaster. The problem is, thanks to the federal government in collusion with all of these big corporate players, almost all of healthcare, including your migraine medicine, has become a bankrupting disaster. This is not a failure of the free market, as many would say. This is an absence of the free market. It's an absence of price transparency and real competition, where prices tend to fall and quality tends to soar. So the idea that insurance has to be used to buy migraine pills, that's just insane, and it's an indication of just how outrageous things have become.
Well, and you know, the doctor that put me on those at first, he was recommending a low dose, and so he wanted a higher quantity of the pills, and you know, to kind of test how I was going to react and how things were going to go with that, and they just would not do it. And he wrote him a letter and all this, you know. I mean, you're a physician, you've been through some of this, I'm certain, or you know some physicians that have been, and it's a battle that shouldn't have to be fought. Because
you know,
here you've paid your dues, you pay it all the time, you pay your dues, but yet when you need that care, that health care, they're going to dictate what you can have, how much you can have, and when you can have it.
Well, and part of this is the chicken and egg thing, too. if you ask somebody who is going to replace your roof for a price and you tell them you don't have insurance, you don't have homeowner's insurance, you're going to get a very different price than if they find out that you do have insurance. The price of your migraine medicine is high, partly because a third-party intermediary is involved. So it's sort of the chicken and egg argument. Once health insurance appeared and began to take on the appearance, really after Nixon's HMO Act in 1971, it wasn't that major medical policy that covered a real huge expense. It was just every single day occurrences. And that, of course, drove the price through the roof.
Oh, absolutely. And I have an example of that. We've got some callers. Hang on, guys. I'm going to get to you. I want to tell a little story here. But when I was expecting my fifth son, they were all into the ultrasounds then, and they were charging big bucks for those ultrasounds. Well, I didn't have insurance, and I just told the doctor, no, this is my fifth baby. I don't have insurance. I'm not going to pay for that. He'd got a new little machine he wanted to play with. He said, what if I do it for 25 bucks? I said, sold. We're going to go to the calls. We have Joe from New York. Joe, how are you today?
Okay, Beth Ann, I'm doing great. I'm a new listener. I listen on shortwave.
Thank you.
And I want to know, remove and replace with what? Mitt Romney care from Massachusetts?
That's what we're saying. Don't replace it. Just remove it.
Yes, but no one mentioned that it's in Massachusetts with a Republican. Our two-party system, as I hear on your show, is a sincere problem for over 40 years. And we had the HMOs, which I was very happy to hear you talk about that early history, 40 years ago.
Mm.
And it was not a good system. And I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. I think you're understanding, but I'm not sure. Yeah, the states need to decide. But then again, if you're in a state that's dictating another form of Obamacare, but it's just within the state, I guess that's up to you to vote it in or vote it out, but it takes your liberty away. We're getting close to a break, and I have Bill from Wyoming holding. Bill, if you can do it real quick, we're going to go to you.
Well, I can't really do it real quick, but I can do it succinctly.
All right, we'll give you a... Why don't you just let me put you back on hold, and we'll hold you until after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going into a break. We're visiting today with Dr. Keith Smith. We're talking about national health care. We're talking about true health care. It needs to be in the hands of the people, not with the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. We're going into that break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Dr. Keith Smith and Beth Ann will be right back.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Dr. Keith Smith. He is with, I just got scolded offline, he off the air, he is with Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. That website is aapsonline.org. That's aapsonline.org. And his website that he started, so you can kind of check prices, is surgerycenterok.com. Surgerycenterok.com. Now, I promised Bill we were going to go to him, and so we got to go to Bill from Wyoming. Bill, I apologize for going to you as we were heading into that break. What's on your mind today?
The almighty break must be obeyed.
Yes, it is.
Even if one were to eliminate the federal government's involvement completely in the health system, and then you were to eliminate the AMA's control over the entrance of people into medical schools that they regulate the curriculum in, you would still have the problem of the state's medical licensing boards basically saying who can and who can't practice medicine. And in addition to practice regulating the practice of medicine, they also regulate, as along with the AMA, the types of techniques that can be used, which keeps us basically in the Stone Age and the Stone Knives and Bearskins era of medicine, because there are so many ways that so many things can be treated without going through the AMA and the FDA and all of the other things that are just as efficacious, if not more so, than what they will allow. But basically, that drives the cost of everything up, and you still don't have a free market. Your headaches you were talking about can be caused by a myriad of things.
Yes, that,
and
that's
all
true.
All they're doing is treating the pain. They're giving you analgesics. They aren't fixing the problem. And one of the possible causes could be an aneurysm. that they have never detected, which could be fixed with very simple surgery.
You know, nobody's ever really looked in my head.
Well, they need to look in your head if that's where the pain is.
All right. I'm going to let Dr. Smith rebuttal here.
Sure. Well, there's no rebuttal. I mean, he's right.
Yes,
he sounds like somebody I'd like to have dinner with. He's exactly right. There are a whole bunch of different layers that have been erected over time. And, yes, licensure boards definitely are something that needs to be looked at. But one point I want to make very clear, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons is the anti-AMA. I don't even know a doctor that belongs to the AMA. I think it's 80% of their money comes from the federal government to print these code books that we all have to use. The AMA doesn't really exert any influence or control. I don't even know anybody that belongs to them. They were bought off long ago by the federal government. But the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons is the organization that physicians have flocked to who really care about the doctor-patient relationship and getting back to basics.
And
Bill is right. The free market, when it's allowed to work at all, it absolutely renders miracles. It doesn't have to be a 100% pure free market to actually see the benefits of those principles. But yeah, there are a lot of dragons that have to be slayed to bring us to a true free market, all of which are barriers that have been erected by the federal government and their pals that these barriers are meant to protect.
All in the pretense of taking care and guarding the consumer. We're going to thank you, Bill, so much for your input, and we're going to go to Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Good, Beth Ann. I just wanted to bring up from the Internal Revenue Manual from June of 2015 in the structure of the IRS, Article J under Section 1, or I'm sorry, under Part 1, Chapter 1, Section 1, it says the Affordable Care Act program supports the administration of the tax provisions of the ACA through collaboration with government agencies and other stakeholders to support new and existing partners to enable the operations of the ACA and to support high levels of voluntary compliance
while
protecting the tax system from fraud. And they don't put that out. They don't let them know. It's voluntary compliance to this Affordable Care Act.
So is income tax, but, you know.
But it's in the Internal Revenue Manual and in the mission and wage statement, or the mission of the Wage and Investment Division of the IRS, their mission is to increase voluntary compliance of IRS, you know, taxing through a compliance strategy that includes education, outreach, and risk-based programs.
It's another form of extortion, don't you think?
But there is no law that forces individuals to pay federal income taxes or to individuals to have to apply for this Affordable Care Act.
Well, I understand that. I do understand that, Laura, but we also know what happens to those who don't pay.
But I think we need to have more support. If more people were aware of that, then more people could be fighting the
establishment, absolutely.
Yeah, that they're saying you have to do this. You have no choice, and it's totally, totally voluntary. Oh. And there's a lot of people are not doing those.
Good point, Laura. Thank you. You've done a lot of research. Thank you so much. You know, Dr. Smith, I read the other day where the state of California, this is just the absurdity that has nothing to do with health care, but it has everything to do with all these things. You know, we had Bill talking about they're forcing the license, you know, and I've told my listeners for a long time, these license permits and all these fees and everything, they're just another tax forced upon the people. So, you know, we have teachers are the same way. They have to get a license to teach. Well, in the state of California now, you don't have to pass a test or anything to get a diploma to get out of high school. So why are we paying all this money? Why are we paying for public education and these licenses for the teachers? And it goes on and on and on, and it's just more absurdity and the lack of common sense and that people are enduring unnecessarily in this nation. We're just about out of time. I'm going to let you close. Got about 15 seconds. Aren't I generous?
Yeah, and I would encourage anybody that's looking at licensure or regulations, not really as a way to raise money, but a way to protect the entrenched interests that benefit from the lack of any upstarts and competitions and underdogs, you know, that might decide they want to compete in this world. And that seems to be
a monopoly.
Seems to be the entire role. Yeah, I mean, the government and healthcare, that is a perfect example of that.
Well, Dr. Smith, it's been a pleasure having you with us. We're going to have you back real soon. I appreciate all that you're doing. I appreciate the AAPS. You can go to their website at aapsonline.org. Lots of good stuff there. They're fighting for you as well as the physicians. We are out of time. It is just going to take every single one of us in every part of our lives to pull together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio. P.O. Box 73. California, Missouri. 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.